Monday. Just can't have enough reminders that it's Monday. Can you? Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Love to hear from you. Pick up the telephone and let her rip today at 855-200-1776. That's our toll-free telephone number. Mark Skogerbo is here on a Monday. Hi, Mark. How are you? How was your weekend?
Well, I was just ruminating on your Monday business and, you know, the fact that we're up and at them. Hey, we're already halfway to Tuesday.
Well, there's a good positive way to think about it. I didn't have much of a weekend, so.
You were very busy.
It was kind of a, you know, full dance card, but, you know.
Your father and son.
Yes, they're exactly right. Yeah, Friday, of course, we drove back in what was the beginning of that storm. And, by the way, there's still folks without power in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota.
South Dakota.
North Dakota and South Dakota is what I meant to say. And from the storm, I headed out, early afternoon from Minot, back from the Husfest, and it was raining a little bit in Minot, and then by Bismarck, it was just like a sheet of sleet. And it was like, seriously, folks, it's early October here for crying out loud. But anyway, it was the real deal. And most of the tough stuff was West River.
I watched the Weather Channel. Wall was absolutely white. Snow up to the eaves in Rapid City. 4 feet of snow in Deadwood. Unbelievable.
It is. So rolled in Friday evening, up early Saturday morning. Our oldest son is attending UND next year, and they had an aviation day up there, aerospace day, I guess, where you go and sort of do the tour. And, you know, UND feels like home anyway, but it's, you know, he hadn't seen the inside of dorms and, you know, some classrooms. And, you know, there were places as much as he was born in Grand Forks and, you know, we lived there a long time. It's still some places you don't, you know, it's new.
That's
right. You know, the Chester Fritz Library, for example, and stuff like that. So anyway, spend a good chunk of time up there.
Is he going to be a pilot there, too?
You know, he flies now, so he's just debating how much of the aviation side he continued to weave into his educations. He's not thinking of flying for a living, but he likes flying, so he keep going on that. So that was, you know, it was fun, and it obviously got a little bit of lump in your throat because,
oh yeah,
here's this little youngster you remember, you know, sitting in kindergarten class now getting ready to, you know, go to college for crying out loud.
I remember our firstborn son. And the old kids took him to school in the cities. And when he left and said goodbye, said, well, we'll see him soon. I said, but my daughter burst out in tears, but not tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Exactly right.
You know, a paradigm change.
No, for sure. And then we had a little birthday party for my brother-in-law, Paul Costa, up in Grand Forks on Saturday night. Maria's sister, Carrie, said he's closer to 60 than he is to 50 now.
Cool.
So he crossed the threshold over the other side of 50. His point was, you know, once you leave 50, you're never close to 50 again anyway. So what do you mean by closer to 60 than 50? You leave 50, you leave 50.
Well, having somebody that's left other stations.
There you go.
I know that part of it is attitude, but part of it is getting in shape. You know, I've been a little more aggressive about watching diet and exercising. I feel better than I did 10 years ago.
How about that?
So
what? I forget his name, but he owned Red River Ford in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. I bought a car from him one time. He said, you know what? The mileage means nothing. That's just how many times the wheels have gone around.
Yeah.
It means nothing. Yeah, just how many times the wheels have gone around.
You change oil once in a while. You know, if you make sure you actually got a battery in there in a cold night.
Yeah, exactly.
You might make it.
And then what else? Oh, then yesterday I had an aunt down in at St. Ben's. Remember the order there for many, many years? St. Benedictine nun.
Oh.
Benedictine nun. She turned 82 yesterday. My mom's sister. So a little
birthday
party.
Does she still have duties or?
Not really, no.
It's kind of a quasi-retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, my mom and let's see. Three other sisters, right? Lucille, Marie, Sister Janet, so four of them, and two brothers, Uncle Laverne and Uncle Al, all got together at a little birthday party.
I bet they're all proud of her.
So it was fun. Yeah, it was very neat. Anyway, And, you know, they get out the picture books and the whole deal. So,
but think about how many jobs you can retire in your same place, whether you're a priest and a nun, because you're married to the church, literally. And when you retire, you just stay there, most of them.
Very true.
And pretty cool.
All right, some topics we'll tackle on the program today. Did you hear about this little 8 or 9 year old boy that gets on a plane in Minneapolis?
That flies to Vegas.
Now, guess what? the TSA is saying, well, it's the furloughs that's the problem. You give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we're playing that blame game already.
No, we were told early on that the essential stuff, like protecting against hijacking, will go on. Of course, that's, you know, I would say a 9-year-old kid may not pose a great threat as a hijacker.
No, and I would imagine they probably thought he was with somebody else. And
yeah.
Let him walk on through, but anyway. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, seems to be growing a little more, I guess, forceful in this.
He's hearing from the people.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, fight. Don't cave now.
That's why you're there. Exactly.
That's why
right.
You're there. And I'm proud of the Tea Party people, the Freedom Club people around the country are standing up. Not in lockstep, because they are an amorphous group, but most people realize that we've been taxed enough already and got enough debt. We could stop this and just send the feeding of the hungry back to the states.
You know, I think the bottom line here is, as long as the Democrats, President Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, all continue this mantra of we're not going to negotiate, it's hard for them to keep up this idea that they're the reasonable. How do you not sit down at a table?
And then you do kind of little hissy little things like shut down the wide open World War II memorial. You know, then there was this whole threat. I don't know whether it came of it. I haven't seen any more stories. They weren't going to let the priests practice on medical on bases over the weekend.
Incredible.
I think that just fell by the wayside.
Minot Daily News has a good editorial on the lack of common sense. Part of the reason so many Americans are fed up with government in general is too often bureaucrats display a complete lack of common sense. They talk about this World War II vet who served aboard a B-26 bomber, went to the National Museum of the Air Force in Dayton, Ohio, with his wife and his sons. Sons came from Washington, D.C. and New Orleans and they go to see the museum. Nope, it's closed. Now, their personnel still on duty, obviously. Could have made sure that this World War II vet gets to see it. Didn't. You know.
There's no sense of service. There's no sense of, you know, I remember going to a fast food restaurant at 10:31 with my coupon. We're on lunch. We've moved to lunch. I've got my coupon for breakfast thing.
Was it a federal buffet?
It could have been. Yeah. The guy looked like a Nazi warrior.
Front page story in the Bismarck Tribune today about a gay homecoming king.
Oh.
And
was that in a boys' school?
No, it's the Bismarck High School.
Oh, I see.
And he's also started a club, the Gay Straight Alliance, to foster acceptance of all. You know, I think the media tends to exploit people because of their sexuality, and I realize there's some people that that seek it and are in the spotlight and are sort of what I call the agitators. You know what I mean? They aren't just about having a particular sexual preference and living their life. They're about getting in your face because they don't believe you know, condone their lifestyle enough.
Must be the Tea Party's fault.
But the media sure stirs this pot, and this is a prime example of it. I don't know. Is this a front page story?
You have to admit it's an unusual choice for a homecoming king. Should have called him homecoming queen.
Well, I guess he's well liked and everything else, and that's fine. But I just don't, you know. In a way, it seems to be exploiting this. But maybe that's nice. We'll ask our audience.
Didn't the kids pick him?
Sure, I imagine they did, and that's why they considered a pretty good story. You know,
yeah,
a little bit unusual in that sense that he's not ostracized because of this. He's well liked. Well, great, fine. You know, that's wonderful. Be a neat little story if you're a Bismarck High School student, but I don't know that it's, you know, and then the whole, this is to me a mainstream media source trying to make everybody feel guilty.
So and agitate.
Do you treat gay people like this? Do you? Would you vote them homecoming queen? Would you go to a gay straight alliance? You know, it seems like to me. media stirring the pot?
Yeah.
That's too strong, Mark?
No, I think they like to agitate. They like stories.
Yeah.
But then there's the darker side of the media. 24 of the mainstream media commentaries at last count blame the Republicans for the shutdown.
No,
zero.
That can't be.
Zero blamed Obama or the Democrats.
Come on.
Of the three major networks. 24-0.
That can't be.
Republicans fault for everything.
We're going to dig into that here at the bottom of the hour. That can't be. It can't be. Something amiss with that math. Steve Bakken and I will get you set for What's On Your Mind straight ahead. Mark, back at the bottom of the hour, check of sports and more in this alarming survey. Stay tuned.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2, with great prizes including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An interesting guest coming up on What's On Your Mind today at 9:30. A gentleman that spent 21 years in prison in New York and Florida. We ever had a real live prisoner on the air before? I'm not sure we have.
I don't think so.
He was released from prison on life parole. Matter of fact. And stole jewelry, killed two women. Famous case back in 1964, the jewel robbery of the century. And he and a partner stole the J.P. Morgan gem collection and the Star of India, the largest star sapphire in the world, in the American Museum of Natural History in New York. What in the world are you doing?
Well, I was in a vehicle right now, and I can't see out the window because it's all frosted up.
Is that the windshield wipers going to town trying
to... Yeah, I didn't want to scrape the window. This winter thing, Scott, you know, I almost want to go back to Vegas. It was nice there. It was warm.
Bet you do.
Yeah.
So, describe the scene in Bismarck now. What's it like?
Well, the snow's all gone, but you don't have to go very far from here before you run into the snow's not all gone. So I was kind of I was going to delay my flight coming back from, I had some work in Vegas this weekend, so I was going to delay my flight if there would have been snow on the ground. I just wasn't quite ready for that.
I'd like to have heard you at the counter. Say, I'd like to move my trip. Why is that? Well, there's snow where I'm going. Okay. Is it North Dakota? Yeah.
Could have been worse. I could have been flying back to Rapid City or Leeds, South Dakota. Leeds, 43 inches of snow.
I know. I read the big national story all weekend long. Crazy.
So,
anyway, all right. So you're okay. So we today on the program we're gonna hear the story of someone that spent 21 years in New York and Florida prisons, and now makes it his life talking about that time, and obviously has reformed himself and. Now is a very, very instrumental part of a jail ministry. He actually will be the keynote speaker at the Jail Chaplain's Dessert Social Repurpose Lives on the 22nd of October. It's actually a week from tomorrow, right? 2 weeks from tomorrow.
You know, you hear so many cases when the system breaks down and, you don't hear those stories because I don't think they come up that often. The stories where the system actually works, where somebody's rehabilitated from that level, which, to me, I find that to be a rather interesting story.
Looking forward to hearing his story. Should be very interesting. Also today on the program, Rudy Martinson is going to be here. He's executive director of the North Dakota Hospitality Association. Given the influx of new North Dakotans and, the things that are happening across the state. Some people are scratching their head about the blue laws in North Dakota and the difference between what the state mandates and what local communities mandate on when stores can open, on when bars can be open. So it's renewing that debate, and we're going to weigh into that a little bit today on the program as well.
Every year we get the blue laws, there tends to be a new little spark. And really, why do we have these? And with this influx of population coming from around the rest of the country because of the oil patch, a lot of people are like, really? North Dakota has blue laws?
Some people don't know the history there. And obviously, this is embraced in communities to the extent it's even sometimes a little more restrictive than the state regulations. So anyway, we'll get a little refresher going on that. Do you have your Bismarck Tribune in front of you?
I did earlier. I'm not looking at it at the moment, but kind of an interesting story on the front page.
Is that front page news? I mean, this is, I guess, what I'm struggling with. I mean, it smacks of, to me, it's part exploitation. You know, you've got, we got a gay homecoming king at Bismarck School. Dispatch the reporters. Let's get that on the front page. Really? That's front page news?
And sensationalism. I would think there would be a little more topical things in the news.
You know, the gist of the story is this well-liked individual, elected by his peers as homecoming king, starts a gay-straight alliance as a club at the Bismarck High School. And I guess the question we should be asking is, do the taxpaying citizens and the parents and others in the community think that's okay? You know, that there is a...
I think the bigger question is there a line at some point? Because school-sponsored clubs or sanctioned clubs take time and resources. And when you start taking those time and resources out, does that is there a line somewhere that should be drawn when you start looking at the limited resources that a lot of our schools have these days?
And the school's going out of their way to say, you know, hey, we don't support, we don't discourage, we don't, you know, so they're not condoning the club, they're not condemning it, basically. They're just...
Well, should there be a Ludafisk club, or should there be a Dachshund club? You know, where do you draw the line? Because when it's a school-sanctioned club, then there's advising that goes along with that, and you're using up valuable school resources. So I think the bigger question is there a line someplace with what could be sanctioned by a school?
All right, and do you have a problem with it? You let us know what you think about that today on the program as well. And did you see any 8 or 9 year olds unaccompanied on your flight back to the Twin Cities?
Of course, that 9 year old that hopped on a plane in Minneapolis and flew to Las Vegas. Security was a little on edge, and I talked to a couple TSA agents and some gate agents for a different airline, and it was all the buzz at the Las Vegas airport at McCarran. It was that was a big concern, and they were trying to point fingers in different directions. I was trying to figure out which directions they were pointing to point the fingers at, but they were pointing direct fingers, and some were blaming the budget slowdown, the government slowdown. From a TSA agent standpoint, I went through TSA. And it was an hour and 15-minute wait to get through the airport. Well, when I went through the airport, they were fully staffed. I mean, every counter was working, so I don't know if I would blame heightened security on a budget slowdown or a government slowdown. But there were people that were saying it was a little bit more of a heightened sense of security, especially around McCarran, because of that 9-year-old that hopped the plane.
Yeah, the excuses are pretty extraordinary when you think about it, you know. Oh, yeah, it's the furlough's fault. I mean, come on. That's a little on the weak side. Anyway, that topic, and we also, by the way, have a story to the Grand Forks Herald about law enforcement using a drone. And we'll tell you about that 7 times, by the way, in the past year. And we'll dig into that as well. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches, they built schools, they built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. 855-200-1776. You give us a buzz, let us know what's on your mind today. And looking forward to a fun program with two interesting guests and lots of your phone calls. Cranked up statewide in just a moment. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club weekday afternoons right after Rush Limbaugh right here on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag. And right before our last segment, you were trying to tell me something that I just couldn't wrap my mind around. You're actually suggesting that the vast majority of the media is reporting on the government shutdown in a way that places blame on Republicans. Is that what you said?
On Fox, there was a guy from Media Matters or some outfit like that, okay, that said the 24 stories that he tracked, been watching everything that's been said about the shutdown on ABC, NBC, CBS, SMM, NBC, and all of those, and he said 24 times they blamed the Republicans for the shutdown, for the impasse. 24 times. Not once did they blame Obama for Obamacare or Harry Reid for the refusal to negotiate. But so it was 24-1, the obvious incredible bias that is lockstep of the liberal media against conservatives.
I've had a snootful of this whole blame game. It's just stupid. I mean, if you're an adult with an ounce of common sense, be fine to say, hey, they all make me mad or whatever, but to suggest somehow that Republicans hold all the blame in this is ridiculous.
But it also shows something more Orwellian, that the talking points that completely control the thinking and the speaking of all the three major networks.
Right, but that bores me to tears because it's not new.
No.
There's nothing new
in
this.
But this is a big exclamation point, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Does it surprise you in any way, though? I mean, it's just a par for the course.
Maybe so.
Republicans, when they are engaged in a particular battle, always face their political opponents and their allies in the media. And they always have. And I really get tired of complaints about that. Because it's just so, and I don't condone it. I don't think I think studies like this are helpful. You know, what the media research is doing, because it makes, the allies of the left in the media have to at least go, wait a minute here.
People that claim to be open-minded, though, when you look a little deeper and realize so many of these people have gone to Yale or Princeton, the perspective comes out of a few journalism schools in the Northeast, and they have a common way of looking at things, and I think it gives us a wedge to people that at least profess to be open-minded.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Anyway, I'm not at all surprised. So as far as this current debate goes, I think that the Republicans seem to be getting a little more resolve in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, because, for one, the Democrats wanted this, right? I mean, that's very obvious. I think the polling ahead of this suggested exactly what has happened would happen.
Right.
The media would jump on board. The polls would suggest Republicans are to blame and everything else. So that's to be anticipated and a foregone conclusion. So if you got all that anyway, then you might as well engage in this debate and get something for it.
And again, you underestimate the American people's ability to filter this perspective.
So bring on the blame game. Bring it on, as long as it it prompts some real change. That'd be all right with me.
The U.S. national debt is $16,966,500,901,000,000 right now.
Yeah, it's going to flip to $17 trillion pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick. We're on the cusp of $17 trillion.
Which is why I think we want this fight.
It's got to stop.
We want the fight. Bring it on.
I'll tell you somebody that doesn't know how to quit, though, the Bison. How cool is that?
We better get a little sports in here.
Especially with one of the most impressive games I've ever watched. They just never quit. The Bison, first the kickoff, boom, fumble the kickoff, and yet they immediately stiffen. Iowa gets the ball down, you know, right down on the edge. Northern Iowa gets the ball right down on the edge of the TD line, and the defense stiffens and holds them to a field goal. Going to the fourth quarter, trailing by 13 points, North Dakota prevails. And 2 minutes left, they score the touchdown to put them ahead, 24-23. Then the last gasp interception shuts them down. Bison, intrepid, never give up, courageous, impressive. Very good.
And a bit scary if you're a Bison fan.
Oh, yeah. A nail biter all the way. But, you know, that was number four in the nation. That was they might actually get a breather, they've had some challenges, and they're getting tough.
By the way, Vikes did all right this weekend, didn't they?
They did great. It looks like they got Freeman coming. They didn't play at all, and
yeah,
they get a quarterback that got 25 touchdowns v 6 interceptions a couple of years ago, but then he's fallen out of grace from Tampa Bay, wouldn't go to their team photo, and he's they just completely lost control of the situation, and Freeman is now a Vike.
So they didn't play, so they did fine there.
They did great, but they got a new quarterback.
Well, and what I don't understand is they already have a quarterback controversy.
They do. No.
Going on with Ponder and Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you make of this?
Well, it just increases the
intrigue. The intrigue,
right. But here's a guy that was a stunning, great, a great superstar quarterback. And, you know, if he can handle, but there's some disciplinary and respect issues where he had $30,000 worth of fines you know, so it'll be very interesting, but at least the Vikings now have three quarterbacks, at least two of them, pretty doggone good. Then
I'm a little confused by it, though.
It's confusing, but another great football game. Romo had the finest game of his life, the 12th best he threw for 506 yards, and yet Peyton, who started out was behind by two touchdowns, hung on, threw for four touchdowns himself. With no time left, they kicked a field goal to win and beat the Cowboys. So the amazing Broncos are 5-0, while Eli, Peyton's little brother in New York, is 0-5. Pretty amazing. Probably one of the Minnesota favorite stories of the weekend is the Lynx just won. They hammered. They just rocked Atlanta. The Dream, 84-59. That's the first game of a five-game WNBA championship. You know, some people are saying these girls might become a dynasty. You know, they were disappointing loss last year, but 2 years ago they won the championship, and they are looking great. So that was pretty encouraging.
What did you make of President Obama weighing in on the Washington Redskins name?
I just think it's sad that he would do that. You know, he's predictable.
How about the question?
Yeah.
The fact that he even gets asked this by an AP reporter. Here everything we, going on in the country right, right. now. I mean, internationally, nationally, and everything else.
Well, if it makes some people feel really bad, you know, well, who's going to feel bad? Any proud Native American's got to think, cool, these ferocious, tough people that train like they're crazy, they get big and strong. I just don't get it. I don't get it. But it, I don't think it's I don't think it was his place. But he's got freedom of speech, too, I guess.
Well, I don't. Has he ever declined to comment on anything?
I don't think so.
I mean, just, you know, just bring it on.
Yeah, he's got an opinion. Very little experience, but.
Story in the forum over the weekend about college recruits. And specifically about Valley City football player that was charged with second-degree murder and attempted murder last week after a fatal shooting outside a club in Minneapolis. You no doubt heard about that. And you had obviously Minot State University football player kicked off the team, charged with attempted murder and assault last month following a scuttle with police. Eric Peterson wrote the story for the forum. Gist of it being is, you know, you can't weed all of this out in the recruiting process.
Well, you know, and the thing is, the football players, the ones that make it, are really aggressive. They're intense. They're type A. You know, they hear a bell and they take off. They have reflexes that are incredibly intense. Somebody hits them, they hit back, or, you know, very, very aggressive. And if they're not raised properly, if they haven't learned self-control out in the social setting, they are explosive. And then you could dump on some alcohol and some other drugs, you got a time bomb.
Steve Lockway is the head coach at Minnesota State University Moorhead. He said, for me, it's why local recruiting is important. The farther away you get from the area, the less regular the relationships are with the coaches. So, you know, local gives you that kind of constant communication.
Also a sense of community. You know, that's why Joe Mauer is so beloved, for example, and the people that come from a local area to a team, they maintain that connection and that accountability. They want to be good citizens.
Lockway said he and his staff have worked hard to create the right culture with the right kids, realizes that effort doesn't guarantee a perfect success rate when it comes to player conduct. The reputation of your program really, in a lot of cases, relies on the decisions made by 18 to 23-year-old males.
Right.
In college, they have more freedom than they've ever had. So, interesting story. Kind of an interesting little challenge there. I didn't get to the drone story yet, but there's a story in the Grand Forks Herald about the frequency of which drones are used in law enforcement. I don't have a big problem with this because I trust law enforcement by and large, especially local law enforcement.
Well, therein is the rub. You know, does the NSA and the Homeland Security, where's the line? And you know that the feds can take over any situation just by flashing a badge. And that's not supposed to be either. So it makes people duly nervous.
It does, very much so. And I mean, this is.
We got to draw the line. We got to know exactly why they're doing something like this. You're pretty vulnerable if you can't walk around in your backyard with a small Chinese flag or something.
But I am of the opinion, if you have tools that evolve with technology in the hands of local law enforcement to better,
right,
you know, defend us, go for it. I mean, I really don't have a big problem with it. But again,
especially in snowy weather, to have a drone up over the road. And
local's key.
Yeah.
All right, weather next on What's On Your Mind, the preview show. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Washington Monument Syndrome. You know what that is? It's also known as Mount Rushmore Syndrome, or the first fireman first principle, a political tactic used in the United States by government agencies when faced with budget crisis or a government shutdown. The tactic entails cutting the most visible or appreciated service by the government, from popular services such as national parks and libraries to valued public employees such as teachers and firefighters. Done to gain support for the restoration of budgets that lawmakers would normally be against. Well, the list is growing of things that can be named after this syndrome. Mount Rushmore is again on the list. Hear about that with our blocking and overlook for the view? You can't pull in here and look at Mount Rushmore.
Same thing with the Badlands and the Painted Canyon rest stop in western North Dakota. No, no, no. Keep moving. You can't have a look here. And how about the military priests that faced arrest for celebrating mass in defiance of the shutdown? This is government of control, folks. Unbelievable. According to the Archdiocese for Military Services, GS and contract priests who are paid by the federal government as independent contractors in places where there are not enough active duty priests to meet the needs of Catholics and military service are being forbidden from celebrating Mass even on a volunteer basis. If they violate this restriction, they face possible arrest for celebrating Mass. Incredible. Reading a story about it right now. And there's a Facebook link. I'll add it to our Facebook page because you can't make this stuff up. You cannot. What's on your mind is moments away. The program today with two guests. One, Jack Murphy, 20 years in the pen, 20 years plus in the pen. Now reformed and back in jail, but in helping others find their way out. Looking forward to that incredible story, of which you can hear more of at the Jail Taplin's Dessert Social on the 22nd of October. It's an event that Marie and I always look forward to each and every year, and hope you get a chance to attend this year as well. Ed Schaefer will be speaking, the Jail Chaplain Board. Remember, it's really neat. $15 per person, $150 sponsored table. Keith Burke from the Jail Chaplain Board and Jeremy Kelly, who's a returning citizen, also speaking at that event. Centennial Hall, Fargo Civic Center, silent auction 5:30 to 6:30, live auction 6:45, program at 7. We're also going to chat a little bit about blue laws in North Dakota from the perspective of someone that represents the hospitality industry. Why do bars close? When they do, when do they open? I'm going to dig into that for you a little bit today, too. And I'm hoping we can find somebody without power to find out how they're doing. Some pioneer out there, maybe down there in Hettinger. Put on all points bulletin, hopefully with someone with a battery-operated radio without power. That's how bad it got West River this particular weekend. Now, will it last? Let's take a look at the forecast here. Actually going to warm up rather nicely for the first part of the week. In the valley, sunny upper 60s today with calm winds. Tonight, clear, about 50. Tomorrow, sunny, low 70s. It'll be windy, though. South-southwest wind, gusts as high as 23. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50. Wednesday, sunny, mid-60s. Thursday, sunny, 70. Oil patch, sunny, 72 today. Windy there with a south wind at 7 to 15. Gusts as high as 23. Partly cloudy, low 40s tonight, sunny tomorrow near 63, clear, but how about this, 35 Tuesday night, so we'll cool back off considerably. Wednesday, upper 50s, Thursday, sunny, but near 60. 37 and sunny in Fargo at this hour. Let's go around the region and see how we're looking. Oil patch, it's chilly, sunny and 30 at this hour right now. It is going to warm up, as you heard me say. It'll be 70, but we're starting from 30-degree point today in the patch. Grand Forks, partly cloudy, 36. Minot, sunny, 37. Bismarck, 36 and sunny. Dickinson's 36 and sunny at this hour as well. Check your weather forecast on AM 1100, the flag. AM 1090, KTGO. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call and weigh in. Let me tell you how to do that. In fact, very often during the What's on Your Mind program, we do not have an opportunity to get to all the calls that come in. And that's one of the reasons we promote the 24-7 hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776, because when you call, you press 1, you can instantly leave a message. And we'll get that. So you can always share your comment. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776. If you'd like to join us live on the air, Here's the number, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.